The Stark County Sheriff's Office says a missing Nimishillen Township man has been found safe. Authorities had asked for help locating 65-year-old James Hall, who left his home May 19th. Officials later announced he had been located and thanked the public for sharing the alert. A Beach City man is facing punishment after pleading guilty to sex crime and child endangerment charges in Stark County Common Pleas Court. 38-year-old Victor Miller was indicted by a grand jury in March on 5 counts, including gross sexual imposition involving a child under 13, sexual imposition, and child endangering. Court records say the offenses occurred between July 2021 and November 2025. Miller entered a guilty plea Wednesday. Sentencing is set for June 3rd. A Plain Township man is back in court today for a pretrial hearing in a Canton drive-by shooting case. 29-year-old Cecil Kirkland was arraigned May 15th in Stark County Common Pleas Court and pleaded not guilty to charges including felonious assault, improper discharge of a firearm into a habitation, and aggravated menacing. The case stems from a March 15th incident on Henrietta Avenue Northeast, where Kirkland allegedly fired at a man and woman while children were being loaded into a vehicle. Bullets struck 2 vehicles and a home. No injuries were reported. Police believe the incident was linked to an earlier fight at a Plain Township bar. The Highway Patrol is asking for the public's help identifying a vehicle after 2 people were seriously injured in a hit-skip crash in Bethlehem Township. The incident happened just after 10:30 Saturday night on Hudson Drive, east of Beth Avenue. 3 people were standing near a downed tree in the roadway when a vehicle hit the tree, pushing it into them. 79-year-old Gregory Kutcher of Navarre suffered life-threatening injuries, and 69-year-old Janet Ellis of Navarre was seriously hurt. A 3rd person was treated at the scene. The vehicle may be a small, light-colored 4-door sedan. Anyone with information is asked to contact the patrol's Canton Post. A Navarre woman is facing charges after she led police on a pursuit. 78-year-old Karen Kirby is accused of refusing to pull over for Lawrence Township Police Monday and continuing for about 5 miles on Route 21. She was also cited for speeding, doing 90 in a 60-mile-per-hour zone. Kirby turned herself in and was arraigned Wednesday in Massillon Municipal Court. She pleaded not guilty to failure to comply. Kirby was released after posting bond. A preliminary hearing is set for June 8th. Hartville Village Council met in special session Wednesday. Lawmakers approved an agreement with ODOT for the Safe Routes to School grant, which will not require any direct village funding. Council also agreed to contribute $10,000 to a civic improvement fund backed by private donations and a matching model to support downtown revitalization. 3 candidates have applied for an open council seat and will be interviewed just prior to the June 8th council meeting. The seat became open after Tom Huff resigned earlier this month, with the term running through 2027. An Akron man has pleaded guilty in Portage County Court to drug charges after a traffic stop on I-76 turned up methamphetamine and fentanyl. 34-year-old DeAndre Justice pleaded guilty Tuesday to aggravated meth trafficking and possession of a fentanyl-related compound just 1 day before his trial. The Portage Aggressive Crime Enforcement Unit conducted the traffic stop in May 2025. A canine alert led to a search that uncovered a large amount of drugs. Justice, a passenger in the vehicle, admitted ownership. Sentencing will be scheduled later. The Columbiana County Park District Board is moving forward with new members after a wave of resignations left the board empty last week. Former members Tom Butch and Eileen Dre Barden were reappointed and sworn in by probate judge Thomas Baranzi. 3 more appointments could come as soon as tomorrow, pending background checks. The board lost all of its members after the resignations of the chairman, vice chairman, and a 3rd member. Youngstown City officials have filed a lawsuit over the deadly May 2024 explosion at downtown's Realty Tower. The city sued Enbridge Gas and several related companies, along with the building owner, property manager, and a contractor involved in utility work at the site. The natural gas explosion killed 1 person, injured others, and caused widespread damage and evacuations downtown. An Austintown woman has her preliminary hearing continued as she faces charges in a teen's death. 38-year-old LaRonda Mitchell will return to Mahoning County Court Wednesday on charges including involuntary manslaughter. WKBN-TV reports she had not hired an attorney as promised at arraignment. An attorney was appointed for her. The body of a 16-year-old girl was discovered in a sealed room last month when police conducted a welfare check at a home on South Raccoon Road in Austintown. Mitchell reportedly said the girl had been dead at least a month. The coroner's office has not released a cause of death. The victim's name has not been released. A Newton Falls woman is dead after a 2-vehicle crash Tuesday afternoon in Mahoning County's Jackson Township. The Highway Patrol says 76-year-old Mary Stoddart was at the intersection of Gladstone and North Bailey Road when she failed to stop and pulled into the path of a semi. Stoddart was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center, where she later died. The truck driver was not injured. The crash is under investigation. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost has filed a lawsuit against a Youngstown contractor over allegations of faulty and unfinished home improvement work after customers paid down payments. The lawsuit against Stanley Strickland and SNT Roofing and Landscaping was filed in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court and alleges violations of state consumer protection laws. Complaints claim customers paid more money for work that was never completed. Strickland previously pleaded guilty in a related theft case and was sentenced to probation. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.